Genius.
The fully realized vision of an authentic American genius.
We need your brain.
Don't you have a brain in your head?
Ah, then I will have to adjust your brain a bit.
Every day, Billy the Brain talks with the best guests in America.
Cool.
About business.
The boss that works for you.
Entertainment. Sports.
Turning now to sports.
And the local community.
Radio keeps its eye on local events.
It's time for brainstorming.
My brain is like mush.
With Billy the Brain.
Sounds like fun. Let's go.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Hi, this is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We're live every day, Monday through Friday at 10 o'clock here on KKZZ, positive talk radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. You can also hear us streaming over the internet at brainstormingonline.com. My goal is to bring you interviews with thought leaders in business, entertainment, sports, and the local community. Together, we'll listen to what these people say and relate it to how we live and work right here in Ventura County. Brainstorming with Billy the Brain is smart radio with sharp questions aimed at intelligent guests. It's talk radio done right for the 21st century. If you want to join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008, or if you're outside the area code, it's area code 805-639-0008. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is mindset. Each of my guests is discussing the impact of one's mindset on one's performance. My first guest is a recovering attorney who now advises millions of people daily on her syndicated talk show. She'll help us change our mindset to discover a more powerful person inside from her latest book, Stop Saying You're Fine. My second guest is living proof that you can change your mindset and succeed. Once the head of this country's largest PR firm, he now heads his own eponymous firm. We'll talk about how his business has changed in the internet age as we discuss his latest book, Public Relations, Leveraging PR in the Digital World. My third guest is the director of the Social Emotions Lab at Northwestern University. He examines the truth about the liar, the cheat, the sinner, and the saint lurking in each of us from his latest book, Out of Character. And as always, if you want to join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008. My first guest, Mel Robbins, gives advice to men and women across the United States on her daily syndicated radio show, The Mel Robbins Show. A Dartmouth-educated lawyer turned life coach, she's also a columnist at Success Magazine, a blogger, relationship expert, and a working mom. Mel currently lives with her family in Sherbourne, Massachusetts. Joining us on the show, Mel Robbins, how are you today?
I'm fantastic. How are you doing?
Doing terrific. Thanks so much for being my special guest. Love to have thought leaders like yourself on the show. Plus, you're a talker just like me, so congratulations to you on that. But let's jump into it. The title of your book was very provocative to me. The title is Stop Saying That You're Fine. Now, most of us are taught at a very young age when somebody asks you how you are, you always respond fine, whether it's true or not, because you learn early on people really don't want to hear about your problems or they just don't care. So how does the title of your book really encapsulate everything that you write about inside?
Well, you know, first of all, I got the inspiration for the book a couple years ago while I was sitting in a church service at Harvard University. There's a renowned theologian who heads up their divinity school and who's known around the world by the name of Peter Gomes. And he happened to be preaching that morning to a congregation of thousands. And as I was sitting there in the pew, he said something that really resonated with me. He said, I've grown tired of who I've become. I've grown tired of my excuses, of my smallness. And I know that there's something so much greater in store for my life. I can feel it calling to me. And I also know that I'm the one that's in the way. And it was like this profound moment where the entire, like the thousands of people were there collectively exhaled at once.
Wow.
By hearing a guy like this, of that stature, say that he himself was feeling stuck, that he was in his own way, it gave everybody there permission to admit the same thing. And I think, you know, and it was shortly after that that I saw a recent study that said over a third of adult Americans are dissatisfied with their lives. And that means 100 million men and women in this country are not satisfied with where their lives are. And so I started to wonder, you know, we live in this remarkable time where there are books on every subject written by credentialed experts. There are thousands of blogs. that are out there that are written by people documenting the step-by-step transformation that they're making in their lives, their businesses. There are radio shows like yours that you can tune into on the web. There are people that you can follow that are doing exactly what you want to be doing that you could learn from. And so given that you have all of this opportunity and all of this information, how is it possible that 100 million friggin' people aren't satisfied? And the answer is obvious. It's because if you don't have what you want, it's because of you, and it's because of how you're thinking. And so I said, that's it. I'm going to write my first book, and I'm going to write it about a very, very widespread problem that's very hard to talk about, which is adult malaise, about that feeling that you've worked so hard to get where you are, and then you wake up and think, holy cow, is this all there is? You know, I'm not that happy. What do I do now? And so that's what the book's about.
We're talking to Mel Robbins, author of the new book, Stop Saying You're Fine, Discover a More Powerful You. And Mel, that is a very moving story. I like that. But I don't even think that story compares to your own life story, because, you started out, you were a successful lawyer. You went to one of the finest schools in the United States. Then all of a sudden, you decided to change careers and become a life coach, consultant, and relationship expert. So tell me, how does your own life reflect what you try to teach in Stop Saying You're Fine?
Well, you know, I think if there's anything that I've learned in life, I'm guilty of always saying yes. I am an addict of exploration. And so I guess what happened for me is I've got a very low tolerance for not being happy. And the second that I didn't like being a lawyer anymore, I just said, I'm done. And I'm going to start figuring out what I want to do next. And then the second that I didn't want to do the dot-com thing, I said, I'm done doing this. What am I going to do next? I'm going to explore and figure it out. And, you know, I started off as a business and life coach and was extremely successful. And after 6 years, landed on the cover of Inc. magazine. And CNBC was the first person that called when the article published. And that was 4 years ago. And so that led to all of this stuff happening in the media. And I think way too many people spend their days trying to think about how to do things or trying to think about the right way to approach or start something. And most people think their game-changer ideas to death. And I want people to realize that there is no movement in thinking, that it is all about you getting your ass off the stands and onto the field of life. And most people don't do that. And so Stop Saying You're Fine is also, that, you know, this new book that I've written, it basically is arguing to anybody that reads it, look, number one, you got to stop saying you're fine, because every time you say you're fine when you're not, you're convincing yourself to stay where you are. And you're robbing yourself of what you truly deserve. Second, you got to get clear and honest about what you want. And for most people, that's the hardest thing in the world to do. Not only because you've just spent the last 5 years telling yourself you're fine being 75 pounds overweight, but also because when you finally admit that you hate your job and you really want to start a restaurant, or that you love your husband, but you feel like his roommate and you have no idea how to get the love back. Once you admit what you want, you realize how damn far away you are from it. And that's scary.
Absolutely. We're talking to Mel Robbins, and we're talking about her book, Stop Saying That You're Fine. Mel, you do have a great, great set of five things to go through to make your life more powerful. Before we complete that, though, I want to get back to why we all feel stuck, because you said over 100 million people in the United States are feeling stuck. The meat of the matter is that we really are stuck because of two things, what you call anti-actions and fake limits. So why is our brain so hardwired to work against us, and what are anti-actions and fake limits?
Well, anti-actions are the things that most of us do all day long that are getting us nowhere. So surfing the web, watching too much television, running errands that aren't that important, you know, basically doing the things that squeeze just enough time out of your schedule so that you have zero time to exercise, zero time to go talk to someone who might be able to help you with your idea about a bakery. And it's the way that you stay busy, but busy doing things that keep you stuck. Those are anti-action. Fake limits are the limits that you place on yourself. The best example is, you know, let's say you're at the airport and you decide you're going to take the stairs instead of the escalator up the baggage claim. And as you climb halfway up and you start seeing all the people going up the escalator, what is your brain telling you? It's like, oh, my gosh, I'm tired and this is longer. Like you're starting to place fake limits on yourself. It's just what your mind does when you start taking on any kind of challenge, whether it's a challenge as simple as climbing a set of stairs or a challenge like writing a business plan, something you may have never done. I guarantee you the second you start, your brain will start to place limits on you. You don't know how to do it. What do I do next? What if somebody reads this? It's the way your mind is wired. And so to go a little bit deeper into the conversation, because you asked me why is it that the brain is that way,
right.
Here's the deal with the brain. Your brain is a very crude instrument. Your brain is a very crude instrument. It is basically designed for about 40,000 years ago. And it has two modes that it works in. One is danger, get your fanny out of there, and the other is autopilot. So our brain is an addict to autopilot mode. And let me explain what autopilot mode is. So when you drove to work this morning and you got to work, 9 times out of 10, most of us say, holy cow, I don't even remember driving here.
Right.
And the reason why is because you drive the same route every single day. And by doing that, it allows your brain to do something that it loves to do, which is to basically run in first gear. And so the way your brain betrays you is that if you try to do anything different from your normal routine, whether it's drive a different way, which you will tell yourself that you will be late on if you do, or it is detour from your unhealthy eating and try to stick to a diet, or it's have a conversation that you would normally never have with your spouse or your boss, your brain will do whatever it possibly can to try to freak you out and kick you back into your routine. Since your brain is only either doing danger mode or automatic mode, it uses danger mode to kick you back into automatic mode. Here's a perfect example of how ridiculous it is. So let's just say that one of the things that drives you crazy about your spouse is that they never flush the toilet. Right?
All right, let's just say that.
Once again, he or she has not flushed the toilet. Now, you've only asked 100 times. And you think to yourself in that moment, you know, I should really sit down and tell him or her that whenever he or she ignores this simple request, it makes me feel as though you still love me. You don't care about me. I'm not important. Like, that's the real conversation. But instead, when you think about that for a millisecond, in your crude brain, your brain sees that as a risk. Your brain sees that as a detour from what you would normally do, which is just reach out and flush the damn toilet. So you know what your brain does? Your brain basically cooks up either a feeling of fear or a feeling of resignation or a very convincing argument. This is the danger side of the brain. Get Mel to do anything but take a risk to get me to just reach out and flush the toilet and forget the thought altogether.
Well, it's an amazing thought. We're talking to Mel Robbins. Stop Saying That You're Fine is her latest book, Discover a More Powerful You. Mel, we're running out of time, but one thing I absolutely wanted to get on the table before I let you go, and it ties into what you were saying. It's something that fascinated me in your book. It's called the marshmallow test. So explain what the marshmallow test is and what does it reveal about people who take the test?
Well, the marshmallow test was this test that a bunch of researchers did with kids where they would put a kid in front of a marshmallow in a closed room and say, don't eat it. And the majority of kids failed the test. I mean, no sooner had the researchers left the room than the kid had face planted the marshmallow. And what they realized is there were 20% of kids that completed the test. They did not eat the marshmallow. And what they realized was true about all of these kids was that they all figured out how to distract themselves. So instead of staring at the marshmallow and saying, don't eat it, don't eat it, don't eat it, don't eat it, they learned to turn around, to lie on the floor, to try to play a game, go off into the corner. And the most amazing part of the marshmallow test is that when scientists repeated this test with a new group of kids, and they said to all the kids, hey, one strategy you can use to outsmart your brain's desire to want to eat this thing is just use these simple strategies, these little tricks, like distract yourself. And almost all of the kids passed the test when they were told tricks to outsmart their own brain. This book is one gigantic set of what's called metacognition tricks. If you feel stuck, or if you have a sense that there's something that you want to change about your life, the only reason why that you don't have it is because your mind is screwing you over. Your mind is telling you to eat the damn marshmallow, and what I'm here to tell you is there are tricks that you can use in order to make yourself more powerful so you can have what you want.
Exactly what I wanted to get on the table. Mel Robbins is the author of Stop Saying That You're Fine, Discover a More Powerful You. Mel, the other part of that I found interesting was follow-on studies of those kids who did not eat the marshmallow show that they were better students and later in life earned more money as well. Mel, before I let you go, what do you want readers to take away from reading Stop Saying You're Fine?
Well, it's the best $15 you'll ever spend this week anyway. Go to Amazon.com and search for Stop Saying You're Fine. And what I want you to take away from this book is that you are totally capable. You can have what you want. It's just a matter of whether or not you're willing to learn the tools to help you get out of your own way. And if you read the book, you'll have them.
There you go. We've been talking to Mel Robbins, author of the new book, Stop Saying You're Fine, Discover a More Powerful You. Mel, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much for being my special guest. We'll be talking to you down the road.
Awesome. Have a great one.
Take care.